Es kann so sich nicht verbrechen, so schwagen, wenn wir hören, sagen, wenn wir noch ein Daff, Samach, Gimel. Sagt der Mischner, if someone promises to bring a Machavas, he cannot instead bring a Marcheshes, and vice versa. What's the difference between a Machavas and a Marcheshes? Rabbi Yossi Glili says the difference is that a Marcheshes has a cover, a Machavas does not. Rabbi Yossi Glili says a Marcheshes is made in a deep pan, and it shakes, meaning it has a fluffy nature, whereas a Machavas is shallow and is hard. Frankly, Gemara, what's the reason for Rabbi Yossi's view? It can't be based on similar uses of these words that suggest Marcheshes as referring to something covered, and Machavas as referring to something that's uncovered. Could be fine. Uses of these words with the opposite references as well. Rather, Zakti Gemara, he had a Kabbalah, what each one meant. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Omer, the Mishnah said, Zakti Gemara, the reason for his view is the Pasuk says, Bamarcheshes, which means in rather than on, so it must be referring to something that has depth to it. Regarding Machavas, the Pasuk says, Al, which refers to something that's shallow because it's on top. A Brisa says, Beishamai say, if someone promises to bring a Marcheshes, he doesn't say in a Marcheshes, I'm bringing a Marcheshes, he has to wait till the Yov comes to see what to do. Because Beishamai is uncertain whether Marcheshes refers to the Keli or to the actual Mincha. Beis Hillel say there was a Keli in the Migdash called Marcheshes. Beis Hillel hold it that the carbon is called a Marcheshes because of that Keli. Zok, the next mission, if someone promises to bring a Mincha that was baked in a Tanur oven, he cannot fulfill his promise by bringing something that was baked in a Kupach oven, or even in an Ofim oven, which is like heated tiles, or in the Arabian pots that were used for baking. Rabbi Huda says he can bring a mincha baked in a kupach oven. If someone promises to bring a baked mincha, he can't bring half chalas, half rakikin. It's either one or the other. Rav Shimon says he could bring half and half because both types are still under the umbrella of a baked mincha. Zakhti Gemara Brisa says, the pasuk says, ma'fei tanur, which teaches that it may not be baked in a kupach or on re'ofen or in Arabian pots. Rabbi Yehuda says the word tanur is written twice, which comes to allow the mincha to be baked in a kupach. Rav Shimon says the two words of a tanur are used to teach that they must be baked in a tanur, and that they become kadosh in the tanur. In fact, we find that Rav Shimon allows the baking of the shtei lechem and the lechem aponim in the base pagi, which is outside the azara. Now, if it becomes kadosh in the oven, they would be possible by being outside the azara at that point if they become kadosh over there. So, Gemara Rav said Rav Shimon means that a person should say that he's making the flour kadosh for the sake of being baked in an oven. So the mission then said, "Hare olai minchas mafa lo yavi mechza v'chulu." A brisa says the pasuk regarding the mincha baked in an oven says v'chi sakriv, which refers to a voluntary carbon mincha, and then it says carbon mincha, which Rabbi Yehuda says this teaches that the entire carbon has to be brought of one kind, either chalas or rakikin. Rav Shimon said to him, the pasuk says carbon once, but also says it's chalas and rakikin, which teaches that it could be brought of either type or even of both types, which would then mean that it can be mixed together and one kaimitz would be taken from the mixture, and even if the kaimitz comes out as only being of just one of the types, it would be yaitze. Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, says the pasuk of the baked mincha is followed by the pasuk of the marcheshes and machavas to tell you that just like the second pasuk refers to a carbon brought exclusively of one type, the pasuk regarding the baked mincha refers to exclusively of one type as well, either chalas or rakikin, not mixed. Yehuda disagrees with what was said to him by Rav Shimon, because he says the pasuk does say bashemen twice, which is functionally the same as if it had said the word carbon twice. Rav Shimon says a double mention of bashemen is needed to teach that the carbon may be brought exclusively of either two types, and need not be brought of, it doesn't have to be brought of the mixture of the two. What's the difference between the opinions of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? If it's tomorrow, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if someone brought a mixture of the two, it would be kosher b'di'evet. According to Rabbi Yossi, it would be possible even b'di'evet. Ha'adnalach perek kol ha'menachas. Perek Rabbi Yishmol, Perek Shishi, Zok, the Heilige Mishnah B'siyata Deshmaya. Rabbi Yishmol says, when the Omer was brought on Shabbat, it was processed from 3 sa of barley, which was then ground and refined to produce 1 isar and a fine flour. If it was brought during the week, it was processed from 5 sa of barley, more. The Chum say, you know, in both cases, it was processed from 3 sa. Mishnah continues, Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKahanim said, on Shabbat, the barley for the Omer was cut by one person with one sickle and put into one box. During the week, it was done by 3 people, put into 3 boxes, and by using 3 sickles. The Chum say, in both these cases, it was cut by 3 people using 3 boxes and 3 sickles. Fact, the Gemara, the view of the Rabban is understandable because they hold that 3 sa of barley is what's needed to produce 1 isar and a fine flour, and that's why the same amount of barley is used whether the Omer is brought on Shabbos or the weekday. However, why does Rabbi Shmuel, what does he hold, Rabbi Shmuel? If 5 sa is needed to produce the proper amount of fine flour, then even on Shabbos you should use 5 sa. If only 3 sa is needed, then even during the week you should only use 3 sa. And the Gemara, Rabbi says Rabbi Shmuel holds that an isar and a fine flour can be processed without much effort from 5 sa, but it can be processed with more effort from 3 sa. During the week where we use the 5 to yield a better result. On Shabbos, we rather do more sieving and less cutting. Frag, the Gemara, Rabbi said, maybe we can say Rabbi Shmuel and Bishmol, the son of Rabbi Yechim and Breker share the same view. Right? Says Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechim and Breker says that when the carbon Pesach was brought on Shabbos, the animal may only be skinned from its hind legs up till its chest, which gives it one, it gives the ability to remove the parts of the animal that have to be offered on the Mizbeach. The Chacham say the animal may be fully skinned like every other year. Presumably, the view of Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechim and Breker is, it's based on the same idea that on Shabbos we may not do more malacha than is absolutely necessary. Everything more? No. It may be that Rabbi Shmuel only holds that way in our Mishnah because there's no disgrace that happens, that there's no bezoyin akadshim over here. However, regarding the skinning of the carbon, where less than a full skinning is considered to be the bezoyin for the animal, maybe he would agree with the Chacham. In other terms, we can also say Rabbi Shmuel, son of Rabbi Yechim Breka, only holds that way over there because the full purpose is accomplished with the limited melacha. But over here, in the case of the Omer, five saw maybe produce a better flour, and therefore he may agree that we do the extra melacha associated with using five saw flour to get the better result of the better fine flour.